Good afternoon, everyone. This week's Parshas, Parshas Tazria, Parshas Chodesh, a lot to talk about. But I wanted to talk about, obviously, one of the major focal points of Parshas Tazria, which, of course, is the Negaim, and particularly Tzaras. We know that, actually, in this week's Parshas, the Torah does not tell us that the punishment for Tzaras is as a consequence to Lashon Hara. We actually only know that in Sefer Devarim, when the Torah juxtaposes the reminder, one of the Sheish Zechiros, to remind ourselves that what Miriam had said about Moshe Rabbeinu, and immediately after that, the Torah tells us, or immediately after preceding that, but juxtaposed, that we are to remember the fact that we have to be very careful, be nizar, in the punishment of Tzaras. And the Rashi comments that the fact that the Torah juxtaposes these two psukim is to highlight to us that the consequence for speaking Lashon Hara is Tzaras. Okay, why Tzaras? Why Tzaras is an excellent question. The Gemara deals with that. The Gemara explains that the reason why Badav Yashuv L'chmichutz L'machna, why do we excommunicate, why do we quarantine this individual who spoke Lashon Hara and make him be excommunicated, quarantined outside the camp, is because since he created dissonance, he created divisiveness between Ish L'Ishto, between husband and wife, he, as the Maharal says, he undermined society and created a tremendous amount of disunity. As a result, we're going to take him and separate him from everybody else. He created separation between people amongst Klal Yisrael, Midah Keneged Midah, so to speak. We are going to create some distance between him and everybody else. But I wanted to discuss today some insights from the Nesiv HaShalom, some of which he quotes from Gemaras, others he provides some additional insights. Not sure if there's any prominent chidushim, but sometimes, as the Mesilas Yesharim writes in his Akdama, sometimes it's good just to hear some of the things we already know about, to be mechazik us as to how important and to how much focus and to how careful and sensitive we need to be when it comes to trying to avoid speaking Lashon Hara. So what we're going to do is we're going to start with the left-hand column. He introduces this discussion as to exactly what is unique. Why is it that there's so much pressure? Why is there so much focus on this, as he calls the Chomer Isser Lashon Hara? There's a lot of Lo Sases out there, and yet Lashon Hara gets quite a bit of airtime. And we know that the Gemara tells us that a Kadosh Baruch Hu says that a person who speaks Lashon Hara, Hashem says, I can't live amongst him. He also says that it's one of the causes, of course, of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. And it's definitely not a very, very good thing. And to try to understand a little bit about what exactly is unique about this avon, right? The Gemara says that a person who speaks Lashon Hara is ke'ilu kafir be'ikr, he denies the existence of Hashem. There's a lot of negative focus on the one who speaks Lashon Hara. We need to try to understand and perhaps reflect and be more makbid as we're heading into the Yontif period. A lot of Yontif meals to talk, a lot of Yontif meals to gab, a lot of Yontif meals to have conversations. Maybe by being mechazik ourselves this year, as Tazria falls out before Pesach, that we should try to be a little bit more careful, more sensitive in avoiding Lashon Hara. So we're going to start with the left-hand column. The Gemara there is Medama compares one who speaks Lashon Hara to a snake. When a snake bites and injects his venom into the person, he doesn't get any personal hana'ah when he benefit from biting into that person or that animal. He doesn't get any benefit. What he does is he simply cares about creating harm to others. By other animals, why do they rip apart their prey? Because there's taka hana, there's benefit from going ahead and destroying and killing that other animal. They're going to get hana, they're going to get a schmack out of the food they're going to eat. They're going to make sure that no one comes in on their pride. But at the end of the day, there's hana, there's benefit that they derive by going ahead and biting, tearing apart that other animal. Not so by the nachash, says the Gemara. By a snake, they get absolutely no benefit other than injecting negative influence or venom into the being that they are going to bite. That is one of the primary distinctions between one who speaks Lashon Hara and how severe that is than other people who violate Averos. Okay, we're human beings. Typically, when we do an Avera, our Yetzer Hara overtook us. It got hold of us. We weren't able to defend. We couldn't repel against it. Because there's some Hana, there's some benefit that we're motivated to try to derive. Mash Eken, a Masapra Lashon Hara, Ein lu lo shum hanaa mikach. People are going to say there's gishmak lashon hara. Right? It's good to speak lashon hara. But at the end of the day, no one benefits by speaking lashon hara about somebody else. Quotes a pasuk from Kelis and Yisrael about lashon. There's no solution to a baal lashon hara. Rak machmas hakoach hara shabo hari oseh zos. All he cares about is doing and committing evil against another person. V'hareu kenacha she'en lo mu'min shechas. So he's not getting anything else from the biting. Umishumkach says in the Siv Hashem, we can understand now why Chazal put such a hyper focus on the evil of lashon hara and why the Torah takes it so seriously. Because biyosan over rak mechelik harosh ebadam b'litaro shana mizeh, a person who speaks lashon hara where there's absolutely no benefit mixed in there. All he cares about is committing wrong against another human being. He's not deriving any hanas, so you can't blame it simply on the Yitzhara, who's trying to dangle that benefit in front of him. That's why a person who speaks lashon hara is as if he denies Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch says, I want no part of a person. I can understand, right? We know. HaKadosh Baruch created the human being with Yitzhara. Then Hashem knows. Hashem created us with strengths. Hashem created us with individual weaknesses. So when you fall prey to your weaknesses, that Hashem can tolerate. What Hashem cannot tolerate is where you can't hang your hat on any type of hana that you're looking for, and all you're trying to do is hurt another person. That says Hashem, I'm out. Ain ani v'hu yichol n'darmba. There's no way that we can live together. All he cares about is doing evil to others. That's one suggestion the Nesiv HaShalom says as to why the Torah and Chazal are so clearly hyper-focused on the negativity, the consequences, and the severity of speaking lashon hara. But he doesn't stop there. He gives other reasons. V'otam yesh bazeh, mipnei shechaviven Yisrael shenikrim banim lamakom.
No, I wanted to say, actually, there is some benefit. Because your ego gets bigger, you know.
That's not benefit.
Well, it's a sort of benefit. You make yourself, you know, more important to other people. You get more, you know, people more attractive to you.
I hear. I think we're talking about, you know, there's a momentous benefit, there's a materialistic benefit, there's a physical benefit. It would be hard for you to pinpoint exactly where that benefit is being derived from. Okay, your ego.
Okay, but there is some...
Push yourself up by pushing some...
Everybody else down? V'otam yesh bazeh. This one I love very much, and I think we forget this a lot. And this time of year, we should remind ourselves of it, although it's pretty easy to remind ourselves of. We know that Hashem loves the Jewish people. Banim l'makom, we're His children. Right? You see, what pains a parent more than anything when they see two of their kids fighting? Right? You know, sometimes they can be disrespectful to the parents, but they're getting along. You can tolerate that. But when two kids are mamish duking it out and saying hurtful things to one another, they came from you, that is the most painful thing you can experience. HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot possibly tolerate seeing his children treat each other in such a way. A person can't tolerate when a person says something negative at his child. That is the issue with Lashon Hara. Lo rak etzem hapigia b'chaver al dei alasher. It's not that they're hurting each other that Hashem is bothered by. Shelagabe chelik zem mashach lomar shein lo takana hare yachol lefayim soso. Right? Who's to say that? Of course, you could fix the lashon hara. If I hurt Phil Zimmerman and I said lashon hara about him, I can always go over to him and say do you mocha me? And if I'm genuine about it, I'm authentic about it, I'm sincere about it, I will get mechila. The problem here is, and this is what the Gemara in Erechin is talking about, ele ikra b'gamu klapish shmaya. The problem is this lashon hara isn't really just affecting you and me, it's affecting HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shegaram tsar kviyachol, you're causing pain lamala be'etzem ha'ovda shedibar tsar banav shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kviyachol feels this incredible pain. V'gam in yefayis es chaveiro v'yesak nes chedik shemenadom l'chaveiro, even if you were to rectify and remedy the situation interpersonally between another, lo mesakin pekam chomer zer, you may not be able to remedy the situation between you and Hashem. That's what it means that a person who speaks lashon hara is kind of denying Hashem. One of the bases is one of the fundamental principles of our emunah. We know that Hashem is our God and we are His children. A person who speaks negatively about another Jew, you're essentially denying you don't care that Hashem's that the children belong to Hashem. A person who ignores the fact that you're speaking about one of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's children, you're kind of, to some extent, divorcing or separating or cutting off the relationship between Hashem and His children, that's a kofar b'ikr. V'chein ma'amrush ma'ashama misar b'lashanam ein anu v'hu yachol labdor ba'olam. That's what it means when the Gemara says that he can't live amongst you. Ki amadar b'al yudi bo'keah b'benosh ha'akadosh baruch hu hariyaz b'gamah b'chor b'yosef b'nei ha'akadosh baruch hu. Hashem says, I can't sit here and stand idly by while you're speaking negatively about my kid. I'm out of here. And so therefore, says the Nesiv Shalom, I'm never going to withstand living amongst people who are going to speak negatively about my children. That's answer number two. But I wanted to add one more, which again, bears repeating. Sometimes you need to hear certain things that we know already to reemphasize it, to be mechazek, and again, at a timely fashion, as Yontif is rapidly approaching, and it's very easy, whether you're family or dafka when you're with family, that you can fall into those traps of at times being annoyed and end up saying something that you shouldn't have said. And he says as follows, Umidato v'meruba, great, great mida, she'hanachas ruach ha'gedola b'yosha lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the greatest nachas that Hashem can experience, he, kasher Yisrael banav ohavim zeh, when Klal Yisrael gets along. We've talked a lot about this year. The understanding of Achdus, the understanding of doing mitzvos through Achdus. I think we mentioned here, why was it that Chazal chose Mishloach Manos Ish L'Reyehu in service of Hashem after the Nes of Purim? Because the greatest way to reciprocate that Ahava towards Hashem is when Hashem sees that all of Klal Yisov, Yeyasu Chulam Aguda Achas, Lasor Sutzon Chabalei Avav Shalem, they're serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'yachad. Right? That's the greatest way to serve Hashem. That's the greatest Nachas. Right, you know, there we all know the story. They went to Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai was, they said, teach me all of Torah, the potential ger, teach me all of Torah on one foot. He says, get out of here. He goes to Hillel, and Hillel says, don't do to others that which you hate yourself. Right, Rabbi Akiva's asked, after his 24,000 students were killed, what's the most important thing? All the songs you know about, V'yahavta l'reacha kamocha zeh kla gadol b'torah. We know the Gemara tells us in Shabbos, based on a pasuk with Avram Avinu, when Avram Avinu greets Hashem, and then he sees the three guests coming, and he says, essentially to Hashem, Hashem, hold on, I'm going to go greet my guests. And he's not criticized by Chazal, Tafka, he's praised by Chazal, that he put Hashem on hold, so to speak, in order to be mekabel his guests. Now, Kodesh Baruch was so happy. Old Yosher Master Kamel also Master Kach Kiviyach Leitz Hakadosh Baruch Hu Chavi Yosher Kiv Shemin Yudu Chaveru VaChanasas LaVesu Mekabas Pnei Hashchina. So the idea is Hakadosh Baruch Hu gets such a tremendous nachas, the same way we do when we see our children get along and our grandchildren get along. When you get along and you understand that all of Avodas Hashem is predicated on V'yahavta L'reach Kamoch, it's not just talk and it's not just song, it's the real deal. And with that, listen to this. Ubezei Yishlo Madar Me'ari Hakadosh. She called him kol tefila before every davening. Tzorach Yehudi lekabel atzo mitzvahs lehavta reacha kamocha. The Ari was knowing that before every davening he would be mekabel the mitzvah of yehavta reacha kamocha. Why? Wasn't just stam. Mipnei she be'eis tefila. You're going in to meet Hashem. You want to go in on Hashem, so to speak, good side. Zokuk Yehudi le'eis ratzon v'rachim. You want His mercy. What's the greatest way to appeal to Hashem, so to speak, heartstrings? The way to arouse that mercy, by going ahead and affirming that commitment to loving all your friends like yourself, you awaken within you this ava towards your fellow friend. And for that, once you've aroused and HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees your priorities are straight, you commit to okay, good. Now you're ready to sit down with Hashem, and He says, you have your priorities straight. Now you want to ask for certain things. I'm good to go. Take a look at the top left-hand paragraph. You want to know the direct opposite, the antithesis of wanting to be miyached, of wanting to unify yourself with Klal Yisrael? You want to understand what the antithesis is of Yahat L'Reacha Kamocha? You want to know what will ultimately disrupt the very foundation of what it means to be miyached? Zeh inyam misaper lashon hara. By speaking negatively of others, you create dissonance amongst others. And with that, you ultimately disrupt not only the relationship that takes place between human beings down here, but it creates, so to speak, a pagam. It affects Aplat Shamayim, where we always tell our children, you don't only realize that you're affecting people down here, right? But if you understood, if kids understood, if adults understood, that which they do down here doesn't only affect what's going on down here, but it has an effect of what's going on up there, I think we'd all take ourselves a lot more seriously. If when we did a mitzvah, that mitzvah created new zechuyos in Shamayim, that impact had a shalsheles, that impact trickled down to others, I think we take every action that we do more seriously. Certainly, if we knew that the averos, the transgressions we committed, not only impacted who we are, and may not have, when it comes to an interpersonal thing, affect others, but it will go and create negative things about us in Shemayim, we would take those things very much more seriously as well. And that says, so what's pshat? Why does the Gemara say that the tikkun, the remedy for lashon hara, is learning Torah? The whole point of Torah is to create shalom, is to create ni'imus, it's to create pleasantry, mesikos, sweetness, it's to unify people, not create dissonance amongst others. And so therefore, limud haTorah is going to be the foil, so to speak, for one who speaks lashon hara. So, a lot of little nuggets that I think Nesiv Hashem, many of us may never have heard before, some of which may have heard before, but the bottom line is, to summarize clearly, through the Gemaras, through the Ma'amari Chazal, through the explanations of the Nesiv Shalom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot possibly tolerate, A, because for you to fall prey to the Yetzirah and not derive any Hana'a, what's your excuse? For you to be able to go ahead and understand that not only what you're doing is affecting you and affecting your friend, but it's affecting Klapei Shammai, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, what are you doing here? For you to deny the Ahavta L'Reacha Kamocha, which is a basic tenet of our faith, and to ignore that by speaking Lashon Hara and creating Gezisa's Pirud, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you don't believe in me, you don't believe in my Torah, and I can't live amongst you. But if you're willing to go ahead and take a step back and reflect on that which you're doing, understand the mistakes you've made in the past, but reinvigorate yourself, re-mechazek yourself in order to understand what you need to do moving forward, to maybe learn a little bit more. Take all the lessons from our predecessors, from our biblical personalities, from our Tanoim, Amoraim, and all the incredible stories that we can learn from, and be able to allow that to impact us and how we use our mouth and how we interact with other people, then ultimately we will be able to misaken that which we're doing. And Amir Tashem, as the Gemara says, we know the Gemara destroyed the Beis HaMikdash because of Lashon Hara, and each generation that the Beis HaMikdash is not rebuilt, we are equally responsible for that continued destruction. Perhaps by being mechazik ourselves in this particular area, we can be the generation that not only continues that perpetual destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, but instead we can be responsible for their rebuilding. Have a great day.